Now it's time for today's feature segment brought to you by Dauphin Plain Seeds Limited. I'm talking with Andre Stepler from Stepler Farms in Miami, Manitoba. Tell me about the video that you made and what prompted you to make it.
The reason behind making the video was just to bring added awareness to the drought situation in Manitoba. The fact is we are in a drought, and the fact is that it's at critical levels, and we need to get all stakeholders on board to push this message forward and have urgent results coming out of the provincial and federal governments to help out our cattle producers. Because if we don't, we're going to start losing our cow herd, and that's going to have huge detrimental economic effects to the province as well as our producers themselves.
Have you gotten a pretty good response from the video?
The response was mind-blowing for me. I had no idea it would go the way it did. I think it's up to 1,600 shares now on Facebook. Twitter has also got a hold of it. And the media coverage that I've been taking on, as well as the rest of the directors, and Tyler as our president of MVP, it has been a tremendous amount of media coverage that has come as a result of it, and as a result of the drought, there's no doubt. It's amazing how all over the world is touching base with us now, giving solutions. I've got friends down in Australia that are sharing how they got through the situations and how they could effectively get everybody rallied to support the one cause. The amount of communication has been immense, there's no doubt.
I've been hearing about a lot of farmers needing to sell their cattle. What do you think about that?
We are already making decisions to bring down the cow herd number because the lack of forages out there for Manitoba, it's a real issue. And the reality is that there's producers that just have none now. The grass isn't growing. Their hay is now being already used to the cattle. And the winter reserves just don't exist for a lot of producers. When they get into that situation, those cows got to be fed every day. Those cows need water every day. And when that doesn't happen, they got to go somewhere. And unfortunately, these producers are having to make that judgment call to disperse their whole cow herd. This is decades and decades of them developing their cow herd, moving in their genetic progress. These are really sound business individuals that know exactly how to get the product off this poor quality land. And we're going to lose them as a result of this drought, and that's really detrimental to us as an industry, as a community, and it's going to be felt for quite a few years going forward. Whenever we lose this breeding cow, yes, she goes out now, but she's no longer here to produce us calves and beef going forward in the next 2 to 3 or 4 years. This isn't an issue that just now. This is a long-term issue that we need help with.
So you haven't had to sell your cattle yet, but do you feel like that's something you might have to do?
We're definitely going to have to make some big decisions. Down in southern Manitoba, we are a little bit luckier than the individuals further north in our province, just that we had 4 to 6 inch rain in that June 1st time. So the forage is there. And that's where the opportunity comes in, because there are parts of this province that does have some good crops that have the ability to feed a lot of cows. That's kind of where that Facebook post came in, is that, you know, the reality is we have a solution. We have a solution to get these cows fed. We don't need to be bringing it in from Eastern Canada like we saw a couple of years, I guess it's almost a couple of decades ago now, but quite a few years ago. We need the province to step up and announce their programs immediately so that these beef producers can access the feed that's out there now. As we get further and further into this harvest, and that's going to be quickened up because of this drought as well too, once it goes through the combine, we start losing the ability to gain the optimum amount of nutrients, and so time is very pivotal right now. Unfortunately, we had an ag minister change right in the middle of it, so that is just realistically and logically, it's going to delay any progress of programs coming from the provincial government, but we need to stress the urgency of it. This isn't a brand new issue like BSE was back in 2003. This is a drought issue. This is an issue that we've all seen before. We don't have to make a mold to know how to get through this. This should have been something that we hit a few benchmarks with lack of rain and lack of feed out there. And these programs should have been announced timelessly and easily, so these producers would have the financial backing to know that they could go and access those nutrients. We're not seeing that urgency from our government now, and we need it now. That would be my main message. Yeah.
Thank you for your time. And that's it for today's feature segment brought to you by Dauphin Plains Seeds Limited.